This is the Big Biz Show. What's so funny about investing money, you ask?
Play ball.
The Big Biz Show with Russ and Sully hope to answer that. Top-rated insightful financial analysis. If you're looking for insightful financial perspective on key market strategies, keep looking. I told you, this is the Big Biz Show. Hello. This is Russ and Sully.
Hey, live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show's out there. Great to have you along. We've just been talking to our radio, our television audience nationwide, coast to coast, and now we bring in the radio audience on Biz Talk Radio Network.
Ah, yeah.
As well as Armed Forces Radio Network in 175 countries and all the ships at sea, as well as iHeartMedia, everywhere you can ever hear a radio.
Good More
to have
people.
You, along. You know, you can also catch us on your mobile device, on your iPhone, your iPad, your glasses.
Eye patch.
They need an eye patch.
I know. I have one. Remember that?
Oh, that's
Jalupa
right. Josh Sparrow. Anyway. I remember that.
But they do. They have horrible. Those glasses where you can kind of see, you know, like your computer read out, like mm-hmm. Like a sci-fi movie or something. Right. That didn't catch me.
We get to talk to an investor today in studio. In studio.
I need some money.
A check writer.
Get her.
Yeah.
Him.
Her.
Yeah.
Him? Yeah.
Yeah. Never know. Get them in here.
Glenn Kovacek. I hope I'm saying that correctly.
Probably not.
Because there goes our check.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so he is with the Copper Bank. They are publicly traded, but he's an investor. And he's going to talk to us about Tesla. He's going to talk to us about the future of energy. And you can pitch him on whatever deal you got, because he said he'd write a check if he was impressed. So I'm thinking. Chances of that happening are slim and none, and Slim just left
town. No, I got something.
You got some?
CBD tequila.
Can we talk about CBD tequila?
Don't start naming it.
Can I just talk about our website for a second before we get to our guest from GasBuddy.com?
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Russ, if you go to BigBizShow.com, if you would, boys.
We're
going to get Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy.com in a second. And you click down Show Shizzle on the left-hand side. Okay? And then you go all the way to the bottom. Lord Russell Industries there. See
okay,
that?
Okay, yeah.
This is all of the inventions that Russ has had over the 22 years in radio and 13 years of television. Ice cream on a donut.
Drive-thru.
The Gundramat.
Mm-hmm.
Diet. What was Diet Scotch again?
Diet Scotch is basically a big glass of good scotch with a couple ice.
Cream. Extra ice.
Extra
okay,
ice.
Yeah. The Shizzle Mitt. What was the Shizzle Mitt?
Unfortunately, we couldn't call it the Mitt because, did I get sleep? Yeah. But it's for picking up your dog, but inside.
Oh, that was like a clear mitt that you put on, but inside the mitt had blades of grass silkscreen?
Yes.
So when you pick it up, how does it work?
Turn it inside out, the shizzle's inside, the grass-looking object just goes on the guy's lawn.
Yeah.
Because brown sticks out on a green lawn.
Can we see the rest of it? Tickle Me Cuervo, that was fantastic. Oh, Credit Crunch.
I might come back.
Hold on a second.
Credit Crunch, you know what? I have to tell you about Credit Crunch. This is catching on. Of all places in China. I know. I'm part of the tariff thing because they've been eating this Credit Crunch like it's going nuts because they love that kind of food. It's peanuts, it's Cocoa Puffs, and it stays in its own airtight zip. Ziploc bag.
Cuckoo Nutty Cocoa Snack from the King of Snacks. It's got a made on date.
Born on?
Born on date.
When is it?
12/20/1998.
98. So this is almost ready.
Got to activate it.
Yeah. This basically never stops.
Yeah.
What is that? Never stops cooking. It's Lord Russell's Credit Crunch.
That Cuckoo Nutty Cocoa Snack.
I really would like some.
Weren't you like wasted one night and you ate Cocoa Puffs and peanuts at the same time?
Well, being a new bachelor, I only had peanuts and Cocoa Puffs and a hot truck.
The last couple there on Lord Russell Industries is the Beltito.
Right.
You still using the Beltito?
No, my pants are fitting better.
Taylor Swift, which you have on right now. No music, just tighter clothes. it just neatens up yourself.
It's an instant on
TV. Well, take it off so people can see what it looks like.
Look how big this.
Yeah, that looks like crap.
Yeah.
And now with the Taylor Swift.
Hey, welcome to, what was that, Country Dick or Dick's Last Resort?
Anyway.
You just want to say Country Dick.
He was a singer, by the way.
I know he was.
I know.
Country Dick and the Fish or something? Was he in Woodstock?
I think you're Country Dick Joe and the Beet Farmers. Yeah. Anyway, that's us.
Fantastic. Lord Russell Industries. I don't know why I brought, because you have an investor coming.
Yes.
That's why.
And again, CBD tequila is.
You know what's interesting? I have an investor coming in. I also have Nick Asayan.
Who?
Nick Hassan is the founder and CEO of Light Helmets. You know, military, aviation, auto racing, technology, football, you know, the
look at this.
The concussion issue.
Yes.
These guys are fixing.
Huge.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to these guys. In the meantime, though, our good friend Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy.com is with us. Patrick, sorry you had to listen to all that crap. But
always entertaining, though, guys. Well, I kind of, you know, don't stop.
Oh, God. See?
Hey, listen, first of all, you are the smartest guy I know with respect to what's going on in energy prices. And if you take a look, you know, it's so funny. Yesterday, during this sort of, you know, fall from grace that the market's going through, we started off down 2% yesterday and ended up down 0.25%. Today, we're down well over 2%. But the only stock, the only 30 stocks in the Dow that was up yesterday, Chevron. Of course. Of course. So, first of all, GasBuddy.com is a great resource because they put up a gas price temperature map where you can find really in your area where the least expensive gas is. Of course, they're in California because of all our taxes. We are averaging $3.65. If only I could find $3.65 gas. Patrick, why is that the coastal cities, like if I'm in San Diego, L.A., San Francisco, Newport Beach, Orange County, it's closer to $4.25, but yet if I go inland a little bit, it's closer to the $3.65. Why is that in California? Is there a reason for that, or is that just because they know they can get us?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there is a reason. And by the way, looking at that map there, I think California is all the same color. It's basically like get out of California if you want anything cheaper than $4 a gallon.
You need to have a purple color now.
Just for California, right?
Yeah. Minnesota would get pissed at you because this the whole
But, you know, yeah, I mean, California, you're talking about an area that generally the coastal areas are more affluent areas. Yeah. You see your $5, $10, $15, $25 million houses. And people don't shop around for gasoline in those kinds of areas. So, sure, whereas inland, incomes may be a little bit more challenged, and that drives people to find those lower prices, so stations tend to be more competitive.
Yeah. Yeah, and I, you know, it's funny. I interviewed a guy that owned several gas stations just a few weeks ago for one of the Southern California radio shows. And it was interesting to find out that they are razor-thin margins. I mean, they're the tip of the spear. People, all their anger goes to the gas station owner. Those guys aren't making the money, though, are they, Patrick? That's not where the dough's going. Because those guys those guys want you to come inside to buy a chips and a soda, because where the margins are, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And you talk about somebody that gets more upset about rising gas prices than you and I do, that are paying the $4 a gallon gas, the station owners, because this is just the worst scenario for them. Prices are going up. They're actually losing money because what you don't see and what doesn't make sense to people is that stations are losing money when gas prices are actively climbing like they have been. And so station owners get the double whammy of people who drive off. They lose money from that.
Yeah.
And the people that come in to complain. I mean, you know, it's not a great place to be for a gas station owner. It's not a lucrative business.
Well, it was so much easier when they were called service stations and they could overcharge you for a replacement part they didn't even put in. And there's where they're making
now they're just gas stations.
Yeah, there's no service at all. So maybe you got to go and get some
chips. Or as I like to call Snicker Station.
That's right.
Soda station. Because if you ever stop at a gas station, after 10 p.m., A, you haven't planned. B, you're probably overserved. C, you're trying to get home and you need a Snickers bar. Just asking for a friend.
And D, you'll have chili on your shirt by the time you make your driveway.
That's exactly right. Hey, oil is $61 a barrel now, Patrick. By the way, Patrick DeHaan's with us with GasBuddy.com. $61 a barrel. We were at $148 a barrel, I think, in March 2011. I could have that wrong. Wasn't that sort of our highest gas price? Right there after the...
That was pretty close. You know, oil prices hit their all-time record in 2008, but California actually saw its highest gas prices in 2012.
Okay.
Of course, that was another one of these refinery issues that happened.
Meaning that refineries aren't at full capacity, therefore there's a supply and demand issue. Is that the idea?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Supply and demand issue. Back in 2012, I think it was Chevron's refinery in Richmond, California, that went down in the middle of the summer driving season when there's no margin for error, when demand is equal to supply. And so when you tilt that balance, problems happen, just like we're seeing right now in California. But by the way, some good news for Californians is that right here, right now, we're on the cusp of finally starting to see some relief. Wholesale gas prices are plummeting today. You know, you mentioned the price of oil being down 2%. But wholesale gas prices in much of California are down 2 to 5%. So that'll start opening the door for stations to drop their price.
Yeah,
so
but when? Because I have to gas up. I can wait.
Like Thursday? You know, so what about – so since you've got people watching us in New York City and Dallas and Miami and people listening to us across the country, is California the leading edge of what happens across the country, or does it go westbound to east or eastbound to west?
Well, it depends. There can be hotspots. Like you see in your map there, the West Coast right now and California's refinery kings are really affecting the entire West Coast, just like you see the South. The South generally has lower gasoline taxes, lower prices, and the Gulf Coast is home to many of the refineries in the country. And then you move out to the East, things do get a little bit more expensive. The market's tighter. But California is not necessarily a bellwether, but certainly they have some of the highest gas prices year-round because of all these different reasons. High taxes, carb-mandated type of gasoline. But a lot of the big cities in the summer all switch to an ultra-stringent type
of gasoline. There's that summer blend. Hey, Patrick, stay right there. We're going to talk to you a little bit more. You know, wasn't like the cheapest gas in the country always some little town in Wyoming? We're going to find out what that is next. Patrick DeHaan, GasBuddy.com. It's the Big Biz Show, nationwide, coast-to-coast, TV, radio, and...
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
Broke and you die broke. They're trying not to take the in-between part too seriously. It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
Hey there, live from Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show is on the air. Good to have you along today. Coming up in just a few minutes, Will Waldrop will be joining us from Evio Labs in studio. Of course, Troy Hazard, the naked entrepreneur.
Oh, man.
Wrote a new blog, It's Okay to Be Antisocial. Where's his other book, Future Proofing Your Business? You have that one? That's his first book.
Let me go downstairs.
He's got... No. God, that's so stupid. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
He's still doing it.
All right, Rocky Miller is with us with Bitsy and Bitsyan.io. She is our cryptocurrency expert, also the blockchain expert. So I have to ask you something. With this sort of fractured ecosystem and sort of these, I'm not going to say nefarious exchanges, but unknown exchanges. How about, would that be fair to say? Unvetted exchanges. How about that?
Okay, wow.
How do we remain safe, Rocky? If we want to dip our toe into this pool, how do we know that we can actually... invest in something
that's kind of real,
reap the gains, and then all of a sudden perhaps not lose our money when we're going to convert to cash? Tell us how you guys help that, and how is it done now?
Yeah, so right now, you know, since digital assets are digital, they sit in things called wallets, warm wallets, which means they're online and have access to the internet, and cold wallets, which are offline. There's lots of technologies exchanges are using, and I think the word you were describing fits a lot of them. There's regulated, unregulated. The regulated exchanges and regulated entities in general have, you know, just like any other broker-dealer, they have to answer to a regulatory authority like FinCEN or FINRA if they're doing security tokens. So a lot of that same vigor is applied. It's just a different medium of storing the assets. If you think about it now, our assets are still digital. They're just stored in a bank's ledger. This just happens to be on the blockchain. There are some difficulties with blockchain transactions because they're immutable. Once it's committed, it's gone. So, there's a one-way street only with blockchain transactions. So there's additional... Go ahead.
So we'll talk about Bitsyan, and what Bitsyan does is you guys are centralizing and creating a best practices for this, are you not?
Yes, we are creating best practices for security as well as price discovery. So the in the normal markets, in the equities markets, you have NBBO. So, you know, when you buy a share of IBM from one broker or the other or the third, you know, you're getting to a certain extent within the MVBO. With crypto, there's really no such thing. And as we've said, there's over 200 of them. And at one point, Bitcoin was the spread on Bitcoin between one exchange and the other was over $800. So as you can see, for a normal person to really navigate everything and find best price, it's very difficult, very time consuming. That's one of the problems we're looking to solve. So not only do we aggregate liquidity from these exchanges, we then alert our customers where the best destination for trading is and help them seek out best price.
This doesn't exist, though, this cross-exchange type of – I mean, I know there's on a limited basis. But you guys are kind of on a – you know, you created almost a mesh network in the crypto society here where you're sort of an enterprise-wide solution here.
Yes, absolutely. This is an enterprise-wide bank-grade solution. This is where the old guard comes and helps us. You know, these are the systems we've built at our various roles at Goldman, Morgan Stanley, et cetera. And so we're bringing those same best practices, and we've studied, we've lived and breathed the blockchain and crypto ecosystem. So we're building, not rebuilding the same thing, but building it for the crypto, and in some cases we have to really address risk and security in a completely different way. So it's not really just do a copy and paste, but things that we've learned have tremendously helped us to build a very stable, robust, and enterprise-grade solution.
Fantastic.
I want a Bitsian coin.
Yeah, well, they don't have a Bitsian coin.
I know, just saying.
Bitsian.io is the website. They're going to be publicly traded at some point, and we'll certainly follow them. Rocky Miller, our crypto and blockchain expert. Thank you so much, Rocky. We'll see you next week.
CBD Kila. Coin.
Troy Hazard's going to be joining us in a second. You know, Troy wrote the book Future Proofing Your Business. He came on the air with us 12 years ago on TV and took that and ran with it.
We did a little photoshopping on his picture because you should have seen it before. Yeah. It still looks like he's lighting him off there at sundown.
Lighting him off at sundown. Is that what that's called?
Yeah. That's an old frat party joke.
Are you still there? Look at Troy's website there, troyhazard.com. He is an author, a TV host, a speaker. Are you still doing keynote speaking?
A father.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Are you? Sure. I did a keynote last night.
Yeah, how'd
Troy
that go?
Troy, it was excellent. Troy got me into the business.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can go to SullySpeaks.com. Troy, it's almost like I'm all grown up and you're watching me when you see
me. Well, you know, I had a proud father moment for a little while there.
Yes. Troy would always be, you know, when Troy would be in the studio and he would co-host, he would just shake his head and go, what are you working so hard for?
Yeah.
You ought to be in the keynote speaking business.
You like that busy work.
I do. I've been going since 4:30 this morning.
Keynote speakers work over 3 hours a month.
Let
me put this in perspective for you, Sully. You started at 4:30. When you called me, I was on my way home from lunch with my wife. As I walked upstairs, she said, where are you going? I said, oh, I'm just going to talk to a mate for a few minutes. I'll be back.
Yeah. So he's like six beers in already.
Okay, yeah.
And plus he's in Florida. He's on the East Coast. So this is how my day starts, though. My day starts at, so I do local, you know, Southern California. We have AM 600 Kogo is the biggest stick in Southern California. It goes from San Diego all the way to Santa Barbara out to Yuma. So I do that from 5:30 until 8:30 in the morning.
I'm tired for
it. Then from there, I go to the gym.
Yeah.
Okay. And then from there, we take
gym.
Then we go to the Big Biz Show.
Oh, God.
We do Big Biz Show. Okay. For our live radio audience. Then we tape it for television because it airs at night. Okay.
Okay.
And then after that, you know, I'm you know, cutting deals, making calls.
I got to go to sleep.
Having meetings. You know, like that. Yeah. And then, for example, yesterday I had that same deal, and then I had a keynote last night.
Yeah.
You know, a couple scotches in, I'm home, and I'm doing it all over
again.
Super
duper.
Yeah, see? That's not that difficult of a schedule.
How long was your keynote? An hour? 45, something
hour,
like that?
Hour. Well, I did an hour of a keynote. They want to do Q&A. Boy, they like those Q&A things, don't they, Troy?
Yeah, they do. But I absolutely hate them.
Oh my! So for me, I like it because
it's a time toilet. You flush away a few questions. Well, this is
so. So, they asked me to cut my keynote back to 40 minutes from an hour, so I could do Q&A. Fine. Sure. So I did it, and then. But remember, I did talk radio my whole life.
Yeah.
This is like taking calls on the radio.
Exactly.
Honestly, it's like, hey, 9-1, caller. It's Troy from Florida. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Troy. I'm looking right at you.
That's what
in a live audience, the only person who cares about the question is the person who's asking it.
Oh, is that what's going on?
Oh,
no, I had heads nodding. Oh, these guys were on me like a hobo on a hot pocket. I mean, they were hanging on to every word I said.
Oh, sure.
But you know, but I was educating. I normally do a keynote on either negotiation or people want to hear me talk about the economy.
Yeah.
This time they wanted me to talk about millennials. So I weaved the whole thing together. It was rich kids. That's not it wasn't actually no, it's just but here's the deal. I'll tell you the deal in a second.
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
Hey there, live from the Jupp Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show is on the air. Look, there's the Emmy Award-winning Rusty Nails with a rock in his hand. We're brought to you by Prudential. Let Prudential be yours.
Rock.
For retirement. This is it. Also brought to you by Rock Mobile. You get a Rock Mobile plan for $29.99 a month.
Yeah.
At rockmobile.com. Also brought to you by Bayer Advance. Better science, better results.
Better believe it.
Starbucks Coffee is a sponsor of this television program. Believe it or not, they pay us for this.
Love their coffee.
So it has a bigger, dare I say, bolder flavor.
You would not have said bolder.
I said bolder.
Damn.
Is the boulder falling apart or were there pigeons? A little bit of both.
How about this one? It's snow, Bob.
Snow.
Snow capped.
Also brought to you by Bloomin' Brands and their fine family of restaurants, including Roy's Restaurant, Fleming Steakhouse, and Outback Steakhouse.
They're everywhere, you know.
You know, we're in 110 million broadcast television homes, 150 radio stations, plus we're on Armed Forces Radio Network in 175 countries and all the ships at sea.
Are we on in Boulder?
We are. Okay. Yes, we are. And Little Rock. You know what I did there? Hey, I have a new product for us, a new sponsor of the program that you're going to...
Let me just
start here, shall we?
Is it Rejects from EVO Labs?
It says on the outside of the box, oh dear.
Oh dear.
I'm just going to take... Can Troy see me?
Is it odor or oh dear?
So here's our new...
Wow.
I knew what you thought that is.
I had one in those in my wallet for 3-4 years.
This is not what you think it is.
Okay? It's not a condom?
It's not a condom. Although... You'd keep it in your wallet.
Okay. It's a...
Let me tell you. So you'd put it in your wallet.
It's a credit card? No. It's a...
What does that look like?
It looks like a handy wipe. A wet wipe. A napkin.
It is called...
Donut.
Donut what?
I don't know.
It's called Oh Dear... Stain remover.
Okay.
Okay, many people know, Troy knows, that the world is my placemat. Okay? Like, I don't have, but the earth is my placemat.
That's good.
And I tend to, like, I don't know how, if I'm eating with Russ, his food gets on my shirt.
Yeah.
These little,
I need
from
one.
Pinch Provisions.
Nina needs one.
Okay, instant solution for mishaps on the go.
Good God.
And... It looks pretty. It looks provocative coming
it
out
does.
Of your wallet, doesn't it?
Yeah. And it says like pinch
that?
On there.
Yeah, I like that. You like that, Troy?
I don't.
Is there a problem with the product packaging on this?
What?
Here, honey, put one of these in your lunchbox in case you make a mess.
Oh,
can you imagine sending your son to school?
Oh dear.
With the lunch pail.
Stain remover.
Yeah. So there you
go.
So our new sponsor, Pinch Provisions.
I'm loving it.
You like that?
I'm taking one to my lover.
Here. Let's do that.
That's wrong.
Chris,
that's just wrong.
There you go.
Look at this. We'll get this in post, Troy. Your part won't even be in here.
Hey, Troy Hazard's here. He is a keynote speaker. He's a best-selling author. He's a radio host, a television host. All right, let's get to your stuff, because last week your family, imagine that, Troy went on vacation again. You went on a cruise, which I would never... I've known you for a long time. We're close friends. I can't see you on a cruise. But then again, there's a casino and a bar. So talk to me about that, because I'm kidding, because he's done a lot of cruising.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell, he's from Australia.
And I think this picture was taken at the back of a cruise ship to power it a little faster.
Yeah, that's it. So first of all, you did I understand you correctly that you turned off the internet?
We did. I mean, we are seasoned cruisers. We've been on a bunch because we live in, you know, Fort Lauderdale, so we're close to the terminals here. So my wife typically gets something at the last minute and away we go. But this particular time, she put a bit of a twist on this. She said, we are going. And as I got onto the cruise ship, I said, have we got the internet package? And she said, no. So she turned us off for 5 nights.
Wait a second. Is there, there's an internet package?
Yeah, you have to buy internet on a boat. You don't just get it for nothing. You know, it's because you're out in the middle of the ocean.
Now, once you're there, see, it's too late once you're there if you don't have it. Then you gotta, Could you do it? Could you go on it? Because you do stand-up comedy on cruises all the time.
Yeah, well, I could do it.
You're gone for 2 weeks at a time.
I did disconnect from all things.
Troy, how did you do that? How'd you feel?
So I had a lot of anxiety. Obviously, the rest of the family didn't because our two children are quite young, as you well know, 8 and 6. And so they're not even on iPhones yet, so they don't care. And this was deliberate. I mean, Dom had set this up. She'd actually bought board games and card games and all sorts of things. And it wasn't until I was on the ship she's gone, guess what? You're not online for the next 5 days.
Did you sneak into the first Starbucks on the port?
Let me just tell you the first sound you'd hear. Okay, I don't know that I could do that.
Well, there was a few days of anxiety, but then you kind of think, you know what? I'm here. It's only for 5 nights, 6 days. What can possibly go wrong?
I'll tell you what could go wrong. You'd be so far behind by the time. See, I like to, you know how you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
With my schedule, this is what I do. I keep ahead of stuff. Okay, So if I'm on vacation, I get up at the butt crack of dawn, keep ahead of stuff, and then when I get back, I don't have all that. So did you come back?
That's one way to look at it.
Did you come back to a shizzle show of a crap?
No, actually, you know, here's the funny thing. I thought I was going to, but I got off the boat, and I was passenger on the way home to Fort Lauderdale, which is about 50 minutes from home, and I sat in the passenger seat. I had cleared all the rubbish emails off my phone by the time I got home. And I was quite surprised. I was done in an hour.
Yeah.
Well, but here's the thing, though, because if anybody knows Troy at all, when he's done with his speaking gigs, he travels all over the world.
Yeah.
And what do? 50 gigs a year? I mean, you're not probably 40, because he takes 12 weeks a year off.
Yeah, there you go. That's the Australian thing to do.
So, but, the kids are homeschooled. He works from home, and his goal in life is to go to the beach and play with the kids. So you just basically just went and played with the kids for 5 days. This is really nothing new for you. There's no big changes here.
Well, it is, because, see, I do try and get out there every afternoon by about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We're up making sandcastles and looking for shells and stuff and things. But when you do it really in a consolidated nature for like 5 days, you find yourself with all this extra time. So you have to kind of reset and look at it and go, well, I'm used to checking things every 60 seconds because I think I have to. What am I going to do with the time?
Looks like bingo at 8:30. You got to get down there, and then the chocolate fountain at midnight. You plan your day accordingly.
Yeah. So
that's it. The default is to go and find things to fill it when you really don't need to. I mean, you just go for a walk, or you go and play some games, or play basketball, or stuff and things. You know, it's not hard.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, so for you, it looks like a big part of your business, your speaking career, is to put things out on social media and to tweet and to make people feel like they're, you know, connected to you with your wisdom. How did that work out for you?
It took me about 30 minutes to reset everything before the boat left.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because you sort of have to let everybody know, right?
Right. So I scrambled for about 30 minutes and sent emails and texts and things and got the crew organized and basically said, I'm out for 5 days as of now, just so you know. Yeah. No warning, no planning, just fix it for me and make sure it works while I'm gone. And to their credit, they did. Nothing. No one died.
Yeah. How exciting. Nothing wrong. See? Do it again. Now you want
to
do it again.
Hey, listen, there's a part two to this, but we're going to have you back. So when you're not on the beach, like maybe Monday or Tuesday, I'm going to have you back, because there is a part two to this, because he talks about the fact that anxiety is your enemy, but I will tell you, it is one of those things where we have to spend some time with him on this, because honestly, I don't know that I can do it. Troy, thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
Here's the other thing about internet on a ship. Make sure you log off or it keeps running.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, Will Waldrop, Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com. Jump Television Studios, The Big Biz Show, our affiliates, and our hosts are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile selected publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. Most of these companies that we profile have provided compensation to Jump Television Studios and its hosts for the profile coverage. From time to time, we sell shares of the companies profiled in the open market that we receive as compensation for coverage of client companies, but never sell stock if we are speaking about, interviewing, or covering a public company who has paid compensation. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by contacting jumptvstudios@gmail.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available at the websites on the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, at sec.gov, and or the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, at finra.org.
They voted Ben Bernanke sexiest Fed chairman ever. It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
And just in time to say hi to Will Waldrop from Evio Labs. Look at him. He's right here in studio finally. All right. When we come back, we're going to hear everything there is to know about the cannabis business.
Testing one.
And CBDquila.
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 Possibly. Good work.
Stand by. More of Will, more of me, more of Russ.
Less
of Russ.
Hola. CBDquila.
Asking the hard-hitting questions you want answers to, but mostly just drifting off and staring blankly at the
Hang
wall.
Hang on, let me. You don't like
it's
that song?
It's the Big Biz Show with Russ and
You want
Sully.
A different song?
No.
Here, no. Here, how about this? Is that a better song?
That's a little more.
All right.
Yeah. They wanted to win a medal in curling until they found out it had nothing to do with lifting beers. It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz
what
Show.
What
Hey, I dabbed.
What happened?
I was looking for my wallet.
Move the cameras?
My warm wallet fell out of my All pants.
Right. Look who's in studio, Will Waldrop. Will Waldrop from Evio Labs. You know, this is interesting because we discovered the cannabis industry as an investment vertical, and right as we did, we got to meet Will Waldrop. Great to have you in studio, man. But it's about
great.
Time.
It is great. Great to see you guys in person.
So, okay, talk about, for the people that, I mean, yeah. Many people know who you are because you've been on the air with us for a while, but talk about the testing business because I think what people don't realize, when California, for example, became legal, mm-hmm. There was no infrastructure here. We weren't prepared to go legal. I mean, there was no packaging. There was no testing. Talk about what you're fulfilling there. Because
mandatory had to be a good word to hear, too.
Yeah.
Mandatory is an important word, but more important, compliance and information. Because the big challenge is, you know, we've had a great cannabis marketplace in California, unregulated for 20 years.
Yeah.
But when you went into a dispensary or you had your delivery service, you weren't always sure what you were getting was in the package.
Right.
So now when you go into a dispensary, you know that it's been tested. It's free of any pesticides, mold, mildew, yeast.
And the label.
And so the label's right.
Is the FDA, is it the DEA? Who's overseeing all of this for quality control?
Who well,
is? Right now it is individual states. The individual State Department of Agriculture are setting forth standards.
Okay.
In which we have to ensure the industry is complying with. So, you know, in California, we have 66 pesticides we have to test for. In Oregon, there's 56 pesticides.
Wow.
In Canada, we have 96 pesticides.
Jim, well,
so it's a list that we have to continue to up our technology in order to make sure we're current.
And I have my technology, so you better up yours.
Oh, gosh.
See, I teed that right up.
I'm sorry. I'm too interested in what's going on here in this cannabis industry. Right. But why not tell the growers, quit using so much pesticides?
Well, some of them have been doing it for years.
Because they want a gross crop or a gross yield, and part of that is having bugs not eat it, right?
Well, it is. But you think about in the past, right? If you were growing, you're running from the FDA or the DEA.
Oh, right.
In the fields up
in the forest.
Little, so there's lots of things eating your product out there.
Right, okay.
Now industry's growing in controlled greenhouses and controlled warehouses.
That's what I say. Why do they need
They don't need it anymore. Yeah. However, you know, there's still a mix of outdoor and indoor crops,
right.
And the outdoor crops,
get the cooties
sometimes. Yeah.
Talk us through the metrics of this. When someone comes to you and says, okay, we're going to hit the market here, we've got a brand, we're going to go through, you guys have a whole complement of services you offer them. How does that whole thing, how does that whole process work?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the last thing you want to do is have a manufacturer come to you at the last minute and say, hey, here's my product, test it, I'm going to go to market. Because we don't know how they formulated it. We don't know all the other ingredients that might impact the actual THC or CBD, you know, components.
So you have, so do you have to be there early in the game? Is that ideal?
Or does
for
that
them?
Just help?
Yeah, it helps tremendously. I mean, yeah. Some of the large manufacturers have in-house testing for their own internal R&D or quality assurance.
But it still has to come to you.
But
to
at the end, absolutely. So it's always best if they have their own internal Q&A system to come into our labs and make sure we're a match. Or two, if they don't have that, come to us early. Help us formulate your product. Let's make sure that you're within that state regulated limits. And that, as you talked about labeling earlier, if you say it's 10 milligrams per serving, let's make sure it's 10 milligrams per serving.
How did you get into this? How did you
get test into other stuff?
How did you personally get into this? I never asked you that. I'm thinking all the time we've been on the air with how did you do that?
Absolutely. Actually, my business partner Laura and I got into the industry back in 2013, helping entrepreneurs get licensed in the state of Nevada.
So you were a consultant to the industry.
Correct.
Getting licensed. And at that point, you saw a pain point in the marketplace where there's a pinch point where who's testing this. Because look, let's face it, I've talked about this on talk radio in San Diego for some time, but because California obviously legalized, but they don't have childproof packaging, they don't have warning labels figured out yet, they don't have any packaging figured out, and they didn't have an infrastructure yet. They wanted to go legal with it, but you can't just put. Yeah. Listen, alcohol's legal. Here's a bottle of something. Sell it. You can't do that. So tell us about the arc of that story. What's the time frame to getting from inception to fruition to where it's actually safe, or you feel it's safe to put the EVO Will Waldrop stamp of approval on it?
Well, when you look at from the time of inception of a new marketplace, it's a good 3 years.
Wow.
And you think about from the time the voters say yes, we want legalized recreational cannabis.
Yeah.
And then you start year through the state administrative process.
At least.
And then it's the industry getting up to speed.
Sure.
Setting up their warehouses, getting licensed, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And then that's really when EVO comes into play. That is when we begin to mandate that testing.
Look at all the tests. And if you're listening to us on radio, you can't see this. Just go to EVOlabs.com and you can see all the different testing. But you're doing microbial testing and solvent testing and
genomics.
Genomics testing. Yeah. Does everyone want all those tests, or do you offer them as like a concierge sort of thing, like a lab work or something, like blood test?
It depends a little bit. Every stage I talked about earlier has different standards that our customers have to comply to. However, what's really coming on new, recently with the Farm Bill that we talked about previously, with the hemp testing, there's two things that are happening. One is the hemp industry is starting to self-regulate, even in advance of the FDA mandating testing.
Sure.
The second element is the hemp industry is really maturing fast. They're coming to companies like EVO, and they're basically doing identity testing. So is it male or female plants?
Wow.
They're also doing...
Yeah, because it makes a difference.
Yeah, it does.
You told us about that last time. It makes
a
difference.
What did I say? Male plants in a grow room are bad?
Yes.
Because if they pollinate the female plants, the ratios go down.
Right.
We all know what happens there when the male plant pollinates the female plant.
It's like a school gym, man. But I mean, welcome in there.
Yeah, so for a nominal cost of $10 per plant, you know, we could help a grower increase their value by hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And how early do you go in? When they, at a seed level or at a sprout or at a giant plant or it's already harvested? Or
you can go in really early. Really, you know, the second or third leaf from a clone, you can start to do testing on. So they don't spend, the growers, if you will, spend 8 to 12 weeks growing the plant that can harm their overall crop.
EVO Labs, the name of the company. Great. Will Waldrop is the CEO. By the way, they're publicly traded under the stock symbol EVIO, and EVOLabs.com is their website. So do you think that we're going to see a federal mandate like Canada at any time soon? Because I will tell you, the federal laws versus the state laws are making otherwise legitimate businesses into money laundering businesses. If you see some of these guys that are actually creating product and stuff, do you think we're close to that? Is there any buzz on the street, so to speak, in your industry?
There are definitely some components of that. You look at the recent banking bills that are going through the House and the Congress. That's definitely making some progress. The other aspect is the USDA has actually come out and said there will be standards for testing for CBD-based products by end of year. So there are.
Well, if that's the case, then we're almost there. Will, thank you so much.
Great.
We can't wait to have you back, man. We always get to see him by Skype, but you know, he's got a
from the
on.
Basement with the poor lighting.
Will Waldrop, EVO Labs, EVOLabs.com, stock symbol EVIO. Rusty.
Uh-huh.
Chris Janik is our director. Curtis Maddox, our assistant director. Curtis is also our composer, our keeper of keys, our editor. RussIsFunny.com because...
RussIsFatAndBald.com was taken.
Thank you. You can find us everywhere at Sully Speaks and BigBizShow.com.
It's coming.
We have a huge show tomorrow. I have no idea who's on.
Huge.
Right, so then. Big Biz Show. BigBizShow.com. Yeah, together we're going to go out tonight.